Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a...
Peace. Assalamu alaikum, family. For the reasons I'm here, I know it has been a long time since I made one of these videos because your brother has been active in the community all across the country and the world. And I just had to say what needs to be said because I don't see anybody saying it. But I'm going to go ahead and say it. Damn well what this situation is about, and we know exactly what's going on when it comes to Joe Rogan's podcast. We know exactly what is going on when Sister NDIRE brought up what she brought up. It's the same thing that got me taken off of social media. It's the same thing that got Minister Farrakhan taken off of social media. It's the same thing that they have talked about all of us for, that had the White House put my name on a list of 12 people, and they said, you 12 are the worst, blah, blah, blah. You know damn well what it's about. Because we have continued to expose this agenda, this enemy, and this entire system that has been pushing for the extermination of 3 to 5 billion human beings across the planet. And the number one way they have been pushing to do it right now, recently, over the last 2 to 5 years, has been through these shots that now people are realizing, oh, shoot, it wasn't exactly what the hell they said it was. Damn, the CDC changed up the story once, twice, three times, four times, five, damn, within the last 24 months, they have changed up the story at least 12 times. And this is not a slippery slope of science. This is not because, oh, there's new data that just came out, that just surfaced, that we've just started to gather all of, no, no, hell no. No, people are realizing, I was lied to. Yeah, I've been played. You were lying, and now you have been caught. That's exactly what's going on here. Ahead and get this out of the way right now up front before anybody gets these weird ideas or false equivalencies. Number one, Brother Reese Islam is not capping for Mr. Joe Rogan at all. He is a white man, Caucasian male. Don't even try to toss in 2% of this or 3% or 5%. No. He's a white man. You have no reason to use the N-word, period, whatsoever, period, ever, period. Now, do you have to be racist in order to utter the word? Not necessarily. Because you got a bunch of black folk using it, and we use it all the time. It is different versus when a white person uses it. Absolutely. So again, Mr. Rogan, nah, you have no reason to use that word. And he did apologize recently, which is nice, cool, great. But I believe he should be educated even more. Just how other people do when people violate their agreements or violate their culture, I definitely believe he should be educated. You should bring on the proper black people onto your show to not only educate you, but to educate the mass of your listeners as well. So just to make that very clear, I don't condone that at all. Was that the reason why they're coming at Mr. Rogan? Hell no, and you know damn well that's not, because they would have brought that up a long time ago, seeing how the videos that Sister NDIRE brought up were anywhere between a year to 11 years old. So nah, that's not the reason. But let's go into why they actually are coming after Joe Rogan. And before we go into that really quick, number one again, Sister NDIRE, we love our sister. That's number one. Number two, what she brought up about artists not being paid what they are worth, absolutely agree with that. This has been a problem for artists for years on multiple platforms, but this is something that we need to understand. We cannot go to the slave master's platform and try to get fair treatment on their platform. We have to support our own artists, and we have to support our own artists on our own platforms. That is the only way. That is the best way to do it. But again, that is not why, Sister Indy, and I got to make this very clear. For those of us who are activists, who are really out here working with the people, fighting on behalf of the people sincerely, for real, really, really, not just on the internet, but boots on the ground in real life. We don't like when people are trying to jump on to things and try to call it racist when it doesn't benefit you entirely or because of something that happened with you that you don't like when you weren't necessarily doing that the entire time, and this was a business move. Spotify offered Joe Rogan $100 million to be the only platform that would house his podcast, and that is a business move because he has over 11 million subscribers who listen to it on a regular per episode, I believe. So he is pissing off CNN, he's pissing off MSNBC, he's pissing off Fox because his podcast is getting more views and being more influential than mainstream media. That's why. And Sister India, you didn't like that he brought on two scientists, Dr. Robert Malone and Dr. Peter McCullough, a cardiologist, who exposed and brought out the actual facts and the truth that we have been saying from the very beginning, that now makes people rethink everything. And because you took the shot, along with a lot of other artists, a lot of our black artists who got paid to take it and who told a whole lot of people to take it, now you feel embarrassed. And because of that, that's why not only are you getting irritated by that because you called it misinformation where this virus and the shots are concerned when it wasn't misinformation. It was actual facts. And that's the problem. None of you know what the hell you were talking about. And you listen to liars who made you think that they were telling you the truth and they lied to you, but you had attacked your own family members. People disowned their own children. People got divorces. People have been arguing back and forth. If you didn't take it, don't come in the house. You didn't take the shot, don't come. People went crazy. And a lot of our artists were helping with this. So now you are all feeling embarrassed. And so there is this major campaign against Joe Rogan's podcast because his podcast is one of the only ones bold enough to have somebody like myself to come on to bring the truth and the actual facts where these shots and the virus is concerned. That's why. But the artists not receiving their fair pay is a valid argument for another conversation, but not where this one is concerned. Remember, Spotify offered him $100 million so that they could be the only housing platform where his podcast is concerned because he has a direct connection to over 12 million now direct subscribers. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of potential clients. If I have a product and I want to air it on that podcast, the potential for my product to skyrocket is very high. Business, business, business. So we can't yell racism for every little thing when it doesn't necessarily apply. That's my point. As a black, masculine, militant man in the Nation of Islam, I'm saying this. So let's not play this game, because those of us who are really out here fighting against the system of white supremacy, against the racism, we don't like when people try to toss that word around when it doesn't really apply. Don't do that, because then it waters it down, and then it waters down our efforts, and then we look like some clowns out here because people say racism for every little thing when it doesn't apply. That's my only point. But what does apply is the censorship and how they're trying to shut down anybody who is exposing these shots. Just put in some good perspective for you. For example, if the truth gets out about these shots, if the truth gets out that you can't sue the pharmaceutical companies that manufactured them as a result of these shots harming and or killing you, to where there has been over 25,000 deaths as reported to the VAERS system, but that number is less than 1% of all of those that are actually reported. So the likelihood of it being within the hundreds of thousands and potentially the millions of those who took the shot who are dying as a result of the shot is very high. So if you find out that you can't sue them, but the reality is if the pharmaceutical companies were able to be sued as a result of people who took the shot and they will be held liable if this were possible, then the amount of money that would be paid out would be in the tens of trillions potentially, to where it would not be possible because they ain't got that kind of money. You will bankrupt all of the pharmaceutical companies that were involved. Then everybody else who was an accessory to the crime, from Fauci to the NIH to the FDA, CDC, to all the different artists, all the way up to the president himself, to all of the mainstream media outlets that air commercials promoting it to have people go take it, to all of the athletes who promoted it, everybody who promoted it, would fall under the category of an accessory to the crime, an accessory to the murder, an accessory to the violation of human beings, to violate, literally, crimes against humanity. All of you will be a part of this. Damn. Are we understanding this? Hell yes, they trying to shut Joe Rogan the hell up because he brought on Peter McCullough, a cardiologist who directly specializes in the area of the heart, a cardiologist. And he pointed out and exposed the reality of the myocarditis directly being a causative factor, pardon me, the shots being a direct causative factor in relation to the shots. He said these are causing myocarditis. Then Robert Malone, he drops the facts on it. Hey, yo, pharmaceutical companies that have all of their investments, a large percentage of them, in the mainstream media said shut him the hell up, expose him, come up with some way to get rid of his podcast because we cannot have this information getting out. I think we really might want to get out of the emotional side of this and get into the logic. This is a big deal. So anybody who has the testicular fortitude or the ovarian audacity to bring real scientists on to expose what's really going on, they will be attacked. Hence reason Islam, disinformation doesn't. All my social media, gone. Like, let's think back on this. Jay-Z, who was the part founder of Tidal, he sold his majority ownership and stake in the company to Square, which is founded by Jack Dorsey, who was the CEO and founder of Twitter. He was paid $350 million for that. Jay-Z. Joe Rogan, $100 million. Jay-Z, $350 million. Business move. But remember, again, that's not the point. The point is to censor and shut down the voices who are exposing this circumstance. Do you know that there was a rally that took place in Washington, D.C., where scientists, researchers, medical professionals, legal professionals, all of us who are the activists and researchers, etc., all came together to expose exactly what this government was doing. I was there on the same stage. Robert McCullough was there. Pardon me, Peter McCullough was there. Robert Malone was there. All these different, who was it? Dr. Christina Parks was there. Dr. Ryan Cole. I mean, you name some of the top scientists, and they were there saying the same exact thing. I spoke, they spoke, we all exposed it. And the reality is, they don't want you to know what is going on because it is all reaching a point where it is being exposed completely across the planet. The CDC has been caught lying. Remember when Joe Rogan brought on Mr. Gupta from CNN? And it turns out that Mr. Gupta was caught, and Joe Rogan caught him on it and said, why did you guys lie on CNN? Why did you guys lie? And Gupta said, well, yes, that was wrong. He checked the hell out of CNN. So if that means you lied this time, what is it that, you know, has stopped you from lying other times? Have you not lied any other time, or has this been the only one? See, again, it's all collapsing. And that is my point, family. We have to really stop being emotional and start getting more logical, because there's a game that they're playing with us. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said early on, if you take the shots, they're going to prevent the spread of the virus. Fauci said the same thing. Mainstream media outlets all said the same thing. 3 months later, then they changed it up and said, well, it's not going to actually prevent the virus. It's not going to return us to normal, as we said before. It's actually just going to give you, it's going to prevent hospitalization and heavy symptoms. 3 to 4 months later, it's not really going to do that entirely. You know what? It doesn't prevent the spread of this virus. It doesn't prevent you from receiving. It's like, listen, wait a minute. Then next thing you know, they said it only gives you 90 days of immunity. Wait a minute. You were lying. And everyone can see it now. And when you see that the hashtag for natural immunity is blocked on Instagram and has been blocked for quite some time, then after all of this nonsense is back and forth, attacking scientists who exposed us, attacking medical professionals, said these are not real medical professionals. Why? Because they're not saying take the shot. These are not real scientists. They're quack scientists. Why not? Because they're not saying take the shot. Then after all of this, now the CDC is saying that natural immunity is better than the shot as it pertains to the Omicron variant. Wait a minute, goddammit. Rogan was supposed to stay in his place in the comfort of his white privilege, and he was not supposed to expose a damn thing. That's where he went wrong. Everything else he was saying was not really getting complaints like that. But the moment he opened up this can of worms, now they're trying to go after him. And again, anybody else who has been exposing it, Brother Reza Islam has been exposing it, Minister Farrakhan, and then there are a list of others. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., of course, Dr. Christina Parks, cellular molecular biologist, Ryan Cole, you know, tons of scientists, doctors, medical professionals. It's over. And I want us to all understand, be mindful that while everything is coming out, they're still trying to put this in place. But all over the planet, other governments are taking down the mandates for shots. You see what's going on in Canada. You see what's going on in England. You see, it is over. It's over. And for those of you that took the shot, here's the beauty about how we are as people that didn't. We're not going to treat you like you were treating us. You know how you were calling us crazy? You were saying we didn't know science. You were saying that we were some anti-vaxxer conspiracy theorists, Trump-supporting, Farrakhan-following fanatics. Remember all that? Now the truth is coming out in less than 24 months. Well, since the shot, I would say less than 12 months, less than 10 months, less than 8 months. You're seeing the truth. We're not going to attack you the way you attacked us. People shouldn't do that, because a lot of people are facing health issues. People have died and are dying as a result of these shots. People are having permanent debilitating disorders. It's not a joke. It's not a game. People believed what they were told. People have lost their jobs. People's children have been kicked out of school. People have not been able to travel. There has been too much that has negatively affected the masses of humanity. And again, when you are dealing with this evil, wicked system at the top, they don't want you to expose the truth. Now people are asking, how do I detox from taking this shot? How do I get this stuff out of me? Man, we've done our best to warn the people. We have done our best to educate, to empower, to give you the actual facts that you need and the solutions, because we knew that this was coming. We knew this is what was going to happen. Your brother Reza Islam has been involved in this arena for nearly 10 years of my life. And this is not a game. We've been trying to pay all this for a long time, but we pray that those who took it are doing better the best they can. Switch up your diet. Take all the proper things that you need to take for your immune boosting regimen, as well as your detoxing regimen, everything from heavy metal detoxes. I mean, you're gonna have to do some research now, because it ain't no one shot fixes all nothing, because they lied from the very beginning. So again, this is why your brother was taken off in the first place. And I want us, if you don't mind, subscribe to ReezaIslam.com, because as a result, I lost all of my network. All of it was removed. But every single thing that we were exposing from the beginning has turned out to be right and exact and true. So I don't know if they're going to give me back all of my platforms, from Twitter to Instagram to YouTube to Facebook, but I'm not going to bank on it. I'm not going to beg for it. I don't give a damn. I'm going to continue to speak the truth. So on my own platform, which will be on ReezaIslam.com, is where you will be able to get everything, all the updated everything, everything that I do, all the information, my podcast, everything will be at ReezaIslam.com. I need you all to subscribe there. Again, I pray everybody's doing better in light of all of this, because it's heavy, but this is why we have to stop listening to liars. And if anybody is still out here telling people, take the shot, sit the hell down and read a book. Just sit down for a minute, please. Take a minute. Step outside and look. It's really insane at this point. But they were caught lying. And everybody can see it now. If you would like to interview Brother Reza Islam, go to ReezaIslam.com. Again, my platform is reaching 15 to 18 million a week. That's too much. Too much power for one person to have. Joe Rogan, Minister Farrakhan, hell, Alex Jones. They took him off because he was exposing stuff too. I don't agree with everything that all of them have said before, except Minister Farrakhan, of course. But that's the point. We shouldn't censor the people simply for educating the masses and telling people they should have the right to choose, telling them they should have the right to choose what goes into their body, what goes into their child's body, etc., etc., etc. That's all. Hell, even for just asking questions. Plain and simple. But we have to stand up, and I do see the people standing up, and all we need to do is continue to stand up. I'll see y'all in a minute.
All you scared to death Negroes. Just sit down.
Good afternoon, God. I was one of the first healthcare workers to go public with my adverse reactions. I knew I had to do something when my own medical community turned their back on me. The day I took my shot, I was healthy. Everything changed instantly after that one dose. Pfizer literally took my life without killing me. Being in healthcare, I trusted the government and the science, so I rolled up my sleeve on January the 5th of 2021. Within 2 hours, I started having a severe reaction, and by day 4, I had lost the use of my legs. I laid in the hospital for 5 days with absolutely no medical help whatsoever. I was being released with a walker and a wheelchair, and absolutely no explanation. But guys, we all know what happened to me. Those doctors just did not want to admit it. I didn't know where else to turn when I was released from the hospital. So I released those horrific videos of me walking out of the bathroom in the hospital on social media. Those videos had 7.4 million views in a couple of days. It didn't take long for my real life to be censored, though. Everything was just being censored. I was misinformation. I have endured a 15-month nightmare. I suffer from convulsions, tremors, and severe pain. And those are just a few of the side effects that Pfizer has left me with. I am one of many thousands injured by the COVID vaccines and are permanently disabled. We have challenged President Biden and Dr. Anthony Fauci to sit down with us vaccine injured, review our records, and study us. We sent them a letter, and we also started a petition on change.org. As of today, we have not heard from either one of them. President Biden and Dr. Fauci, if you happen to be listening today, it's time. It's time to help us. The media and government are trying to cover up the thousands upon thousands of stories just like mine. We are the dirty little secrets that you don't want to see. They are harming more innocent people by ignoring us and helping us and hiding these injuries and deaths. This needs to stop, and the time is now. The people you see on the stage are only a handful of us that this vaccine was not safe for. We are real people fighting every day to be heard. We were innocent Americans trying to protect our family and our communities. We have literally been left behind, cast aside, and abandoned in this battle to regain our lives and our health. There are so many of us suffering. We have become our own doctors and researchers because the CDC or the NIH will not acknowledge us. People are reaching out to us daily through social media, begging for help because they have now been injured just like us. If you end up like us, there is no medical help for you, and there sure isn't any financial help for you at all either. This needs to stop. How many more victims is it going to take for this to stop? I want you to get your phone and go to realnotrare.com or nomoresilence.world to view and see the faces of those lives changed forever just like all of ours. President Biden, Dr. Fauci, and the CDC does not want you to see these stories. They are definitely trying to keep them hidden. We need you, the people, to stand with us. Say no to these mandates. Take your life back and stop controlling. Let the government control in you. United, standing together, we are powerful and strong. And we need you, the people. Please consider donating by texting the word REACT to 50155. All donations are going to the injured because we need you guys. Pharma's not going to help us. The government is not going to help us. It has to be you, the people, to help us. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
My name is Stephanie DeGary, and this is my daughter, Maddie. Before January 20th, 2021, Maddie was a healthy, active 12-year-old with straight A's and lots of friends. Today, she's a 13-year-old in a wheelchair with a feeding tube. We believed and trusted what our government and medical experts were telling us. We do not today. In January of 2021, Maddie received her second dose of the Pfizer COVID vaccine as a participant in the clinical trial for 12 to 15-year-olds at Cincinnati Children's Hospital. In less than 24 hours, she experienced debilitating electric shocks down her spine, severe heart and abdominal pain, and more. She eventually lost all feeling from the waist down, the ability to walk, and can no longer swallow food or liquids. Since January 2021, Maddie has been to the ER 10 times, hospitalized 4 times, totaling over 2 months. She has had countless abnormal test results, including blood in her urine, 7 times that have been dismissed. Pfizer summarized her harrowing experience as functional abdominal pain, a stomach ache, and paresthesia, pins and needles. This is clearly an inaccurate misrepresentation of Maddie's reality. My healthy, happy, active child started having these severe symptoms within hours of her second shot. But so far, Pfizer, Cincinnati Children's Hospital, who ran the trial, the FDA, CDC, nor the NIH are interested in figuring out why this happened or even treating her. Our cries for help and acknowledgement have fallen on deaf ears, and our questions have gone unanswered. We have been abandoned financially and medically by Pfizer, Cincinnati Children's Hospital, and our government. My family and many other vaccine injured are out tens of thousands of dollars with no financial compensation. A program is needed to support the vaccine injured with the medical and financial assistance. We need your help. Please consider donating to the Vaccine Injured Medical Fund by texting REACT 50155, so that's REACT to 50155. It's on the back of all of our shirts. This is how you can help remove big pharma influence and control from government and the media. Parents should be given true and factual informed consent. They are not being given that.
Yes, yes, yes.
President Biden, parents are watching. We see you coming for our children. My daughter's case was hidden from the very beginning. She is still being hidden and ignored and declining because of it. Hidden truths are unspoken lies, and we will not be hidden any longer. Thank you.
Give it up for Maddie DeGary and Stephanie DeGary, everybody. Can someone turn around so I can read your shirt real quick again? There we go, April. That is text REACT, R-E-C-A-T.
R-E-A-C-T.
Did I spell it wrong? I'm an educator. I should know better. R-E-A-C-T to 50155. Everybody got it? Yes. Okay. My name is Dr. Henry Ealy, and that's all right. Who I am isn't important. What's going on here is what's important. Do we all agree? Okay. We got to fix this. I heard that they weren't getting any help, and I said, that won't do. Do you agree? Let's find our hearts. Everybody take a second. Take a long breath in and exhale through your mouth. It's a lot of energy here today, right? Let's make sure we use it. Now close your eyes. And what I want you to do is point to yourself. Excellent. Most of you are pointing right to your heart. You see, when we come together in love, the impossible becomes possible. And that's what we're going to create for every person on this stage and every person that isn't on stage. Can I get an amen? That's what I'm talking about. Now, I want to give you all some credit. Can you do something for me? I like this when people come up to me. Can you put both hands over your heart and hold your heart? Can you just hold your heart? It's right in the middle. I know we put it way over here. That's your lungs. And we're going to put it right in the middle, okay? Here's the deal. Good job. They had a 2-decade head start, trillions of dollars head start, and because we love, in 2 years, we stalemated them. Give it up for yourselves, everybody. That's what love does. Now, is this a vaccine?
No.
Good. Are our children lab rats?
No. Good.
Does the government own your body?
No.
Are we in the right place?
Yes.
Are you going to help us?
Yes.
Love it. Now listen up. I got some good news for you. I want you to put your hands over your heart one more time, and then I'm going to bring on Ernest. Imagine this. Fauci and friends indicted after being investigated and found guilty for crimes against humanity. Yeah. Imagine this. A constitutional amendment for health freedom that says we will never go through this again. Is that a yes? Imagine this, us putting our money, our minds, and our hearts together to put them all into recovery. Can we do that? Then we are the greatest energy, and our love will prevail. Do you agree? I'm Dr. Henry Ealy. It's a privilege to be here among you, an honor. Who I am isn't important. What's in our hearts is what's important. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Give it up for Ernest Ramirez.
I'm the father of Ernesto Ramirez Jr. Jr. received his first dose of the Pfizer vaccine April 19, 2021. 5 days later, while playing basketball, Jr. suddenly tried to, he collapsed and died right in front of his best friend. The paramedics worked on my son, but they couldn't do anything about it. The day my world ended, Jr.'s autopsy showed that he had myocarditis. Junior was a healthy boy who loved playing baseball, video games with his friends, enjoyed the outdoors, he loved fishing. He was the best son a father could ask for. He was my best friend. But when Junior was born, the world changed to the best for me. I took the role of being his father with so much pride. He was the center of my life. We were not rich, but everything we had was enough to get us through. When the news came out, when the media and the government that there was safe for an effective vaccine, we were told that everyone needed it to get the vaccine for our health and to stop the spread. I decided to do the right thing and keep my son safe. This turned out to be the worst decision in my life. Suddenly my son was dead and I was planning his funeral. 7 months later, after FEMA contacted me and asked me to change the cause of death to my son to COVID so that they could help me financially, I told him I would never do that. I would definitely never disrespect my son in that way. The government has completely abandoned me and my injured friends who stand beside me here today. But there is hope. You who are here, you can help us support the Injured Medical Fund by texting REACT to 50155, REACT to 50155. Every single dollar donated goes to the injured. It killed my son. I know nothing will bring Junior back, but I miss him every day. My pain is unbearable. The only thing that I can do now is try to help others. I don't want any other family going through what I'm going through. The only time I spend with my son are visits to the cemetery every weekend before church and holidays and Junior's birthday. I hold this rose in remembrance of my baby boy and the many others who have lost their lives, including those who have taken their lives due to the COVID vaccine. The only time I... parents should be given full information about the possible side effects so that they can make informed decisions. President Biden, parents are watching. We see you coming for our children. Hidden truths are our unspoken lies. We will not be hidden any longer. Thank you.
Please welcome the brave doctors of FLCCC, the Unity Project, and the Global COVID Summit.
Thank you. We're so excited to be here. Thank you. We're in love and solidarity with you. All right, so we stand before you today with 18,000 doctors and scientists that we're representing. 18,000. Now remember, it's the policies that resulted in the carnage and the death of hundreds of thousands of Americans. It was the policies, not the disease. It's been said, we know they are lying. They know they are lying. We know they know they are lying, but they're still lying, and we gotta stop that. You agree? All right, let me ask you. They said there's no early treatment for COVID. Is that true? They said natural immunity still needs a vaccine. Is that true? They said every man, woman, and children in the United States needs this vaccine. Is that true? The real virus, what's the real virus? See if you agree with this. Gavin Newsom, the World Economic Forum, Fauci. Maybe we can make a vaccine against them and ship them to Mars. All right, here's the data you need. If anybody says anything, this is the data you need. In England and in Scotland, where the data is not corrupted, the triple vax account for 90% of the deaths. Is that true? It's true. Have you heard that in the Trusted News Initiative? All right. The lipid nanoparticle, you know what that is? It goes everywhere. Brain, bone marrow, ovaries. It does not stay in the arm. Has anybody told you that as a Trusted News Initiative? Has the mainstream media said that? No. All right, I'm going to let you list four things that's happening with this virus. It's blocking cancer repair mechanism. It's blocking receptors that lead to activation of dormant viruses. It's producing spike protein for up to 60 days because the body doesn't know what to do with the artificial pseudouridine. It's going into DNA and reverse transcribing in liver cells experimentally. Have you heard that on the Trusted News Initiative? Yeah. All right, I want to know if anybody wants to join a new religion. The new religion is Fauci's religion. You have to take 3 vaccines per year in order to participate in normal society. Does anybody want to join? I love it! All right, finally, there are 40% more deaths between the ages of 18 and 64. There are 82% more deaths from 25 to 44. Can someone tell me what's murdering all these people? All right, I have to close down. Last thing. Together we can do this with truth, with transparency, and with love. For with love and deep love comes courage. For if a nation values anything more than freedom, it will lose freedom. Can you say freedom?
Freedom!
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 Thank you.
There is no justification for taking away individuals' freedom in the guise of public safety. Thomas Jefferson, one of our founding fathers, and it's still true today. Dr. Ursa talked about Trust News Initiative. How many people have heard about it? Okay, if you haven't, go look it up. Who are they? It is a collusion of the largest media companies, social media companies, to obscure the truth from you. What do? They lie to you. How do they do it? Through propaganda and censoring the smartest doctors in the world, because they don't want you to know the truth. They are responsible for death, for despair, for social devastation. They have committed crimes against humanity and have blood on their hands. How? By withholding information on early treatments, the strength of natural immunity, the side effects of the death jabs. You know, the shot doesn't prevent you from getting the virus. It doesn't prevent you from carrying the virus. It doesn't prevent you from transmitting the virus. It doesn't prevent you from getting the disease. And in sad cases, it doesn't prevent you from dying the disease. So is it a vaccine? No, of course it isn't. Again, one more lie. And then they want you to have proof of vaccine. My proof of vaccine is I'm a human being, and that's all that matters, and screw you and your stupid mandate. The federal and the state governments have colluded. They've leveraged and wasted billions and trillions of our children's tax dollars. Why? Because they want to force you to do something you don't need for a disease that isn't even here anymore. It is the wrong shot for the wrong virus. You know what? The virus they made this potion for is gone. It went extinct a year ago. Have they modified the shot? No, they haven't. So why would any sane human being require an employee to get a shot that isn't even for the virus? Omicron's here. It's even worse. The damage is worse than the virus itself now from the shot. It's insane. The jab is expired. It is expired. Wrong shot, wrong virus, all risk, no reward, no benefit. The CDC in Europe said no more boosters. Israel, they said no more shots. We made mistakes, no passports, no boosters. Mea culpa, oops, but at least they admitted it. Their chief immunologist. So what's happening here? This is why we're here today. This isn't about ending mandates. This is about ending emergency powers, because there is no emergency. And how about this, California? Anybody heard of Proposition 65 from 1986? You know what? The spike protein is a toxin. We know the shot makes the spike protein. And under Proposition 65, anything that can cause cancer, birth defects, or reproductive harms should be labeled in California as such, as a risk. I think they should tell you the truth. They want your body to be a toxin factory. I say no. Anyone still requiring this scientifically expired shot has succumbed to insanity through either willful ignorance, paid-off corruption, hunger for power, or just plain old malevolence. Protect the children. Keep your children away from this. The shot doesn't cover Omicron. It is all risk, no benefit for the children. If anybody puts this shot in the arm of a child, it is plain and simple child abuse. The false narratives are broken. The false narratives are broken. The policy based on bad science is over. The real science is in, and it's in front of you here. There is no emergencies. Lockdowns need to go away. Masks need to go away. The jab needs to go away. Freedom and liberty are what works. I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery. God bless you. God bless America.
Hello, America. Thank you for showing up. This is a beautiful sight to see. People are awake. They're awake in California, otherwise known as Clown World. I just, you guys make me really happy seeing you out here. We need your support. I got to tell you that I actually mostly feel sad, because I feel sad for everyone who's not here. Everyone out there who's drowning in lies, unrelenting propaganda of false information. And I never knew this would happen. You know, me and my colleague, Paul Marek, we formed the Frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance. And all we have tried to do from the moment this pandemic was coming to U.S. shores is to figure out how to treat this thing and to come up with the most effective treatment protocol in the world. And I believe we've succeeded at that. And I know we've saved lives. But I just, what happened after that, after we became COVID experts, that's all we did is we consumed everything we could. We read every paper. We talked to doctors around the world. And we figured this disease out. It is treatable. Early treatment works. And along the way, I became one of the world experts in the clinical use of ivermectin in COVID. And I didn't know that knowledge would launch me into 15 months of watching corruption unfold every day in the newspapers and the televisions and the medical journals. They lie. We live, unfortunately, in the United States of pharma. The pharmaceutical industry is killing people. They do not care. They put profits ahead of people's lives. They do this rapaciously, relentlessly, and they're doing it today. And nobody's aware of it. I can't recognize a society where suddenly we're celebrating pharmaceutical companies and we listen to their CEOs tell lies. And those lies get put in newspapers and they kill people. And they lead to these ridiculous mandates. And I'm watching people die. I've been in ICUs for 15 months with lungs whited out, people dying on ventilators, families crying, families getting destroyed, and they're all needless deaths. I know this. Early treatment works. I'm watching needless death all over the place. And this is a sad message. But I got to tell you, now I'm an expert at the corruption. I see it everywhere. I see what they're doing. They're practicing disinformation. They know how to do it. They've learned it from the tobacco industry last century, who perfected the tactics of disinformation. And I think everyone here recognizes it, but nobody else does. There's so few Americans who recognize what is happening. They have taken control of information, and they are infecting our brains with lies. And I see good doctors who literally are pushing vaccines on people, who are willing to vaccinate toddlers against a cold virus. This is insane. The world has gone mad, and it's not their fault. It's from unrelenting propaganda and censorship of good information. So I want you guys to keep fighting, keep spreading the truth. I feel morally and ethically obligated to show up whenever asked to keep spreading truth. And I thank you for your support.
Cool. Thank you, America. We're here today for freedom, liberty, and the ability to choose. You should be able to decide what treatment you want. We do not want hospitals, state agencies, the federal government, the WHO, the NIH, the CDC telling you what treatment you need. You need to decide. You and your doctor need to decide what treatment you want. And if there is risk, there must be consent. They have lied to you. They have told you mistruths. They have indoctrinated you. They have profoundly disseminated misinformation. What they have told you is one big fat lie. We know masks do not work. We know the vaccine does not work. We know that social distancing does not work. We know that locking up people does not work. We know that masking our children has such a profound effect on their development. It must stop. And then what do they want to do? They don't want you to be treated early because they want to instill fear. They then want you to be admitted to hospital where you are imprisoned and treated with remdesivir, which is a drug which kills people. So I see a sign there, medical apartheid. I know what medical apartheid is. This is what we're dealing with. It must stop. It must stop. We should have choice. We need choice. And when there's risk, there has to be choice. We know that early treatment is effective. They don't want you to know this because they want you to be scared. They want you to get these so-called genetic therapies. We know early treatment could have saved millions of lives. Millions of lives. They do not want you to know this. And we need to stop the tyranny. We need to stop it now. We need to speak out. We need to speak out for the truth, and medical freedom must supervene. We need to let doctors be doctors and do what doctors do. Doctors treat their patients because they're the ones that know best. They are the patient's doctor. It needs to be a contract between the patient and his doctor. They should decide alone what treatment to give. It's no business of the federal government or agencies to tell doctors how to practice medicine. So I thank you all for being here because together we are much stronger than we are alone. And our voices will be heard. And their lies will be caught, they will be caught out for their lies, and ultimately they are going to take responsibility for the devastation that they have caused. Thank you, my friends, and thank you for being here. We all in this together. Thank you.
First of all, I would like to bring you a surprise. The president of Brazil is bringing a message that he is fully supporting the defeating mandates, officially. Okay? It is beyond political parties, political orientations, or anything else. This goes beyond. This is a time for us to be one, fighting for the truth. Okay. After dozens of papers published, more than 3,000 patients treated, no deaths, and accused of crime against humanity, and because I saved lives, I'm here to speak. Many things. First of all, we must do everything we have in our hands to save lives. Okay? Everything. Second, mandates are not only scientifically unsupported, but they are supported against the mandates, okay? Third, treatments never killed a single person within the choices that we offer, but under-treatment killed millions. Fourth, while COVID has killed millions, what came together killed much more. It killed it killed science, it killed us from inside, it killed elders, their remaining lives they had, it killed all of us a little bit. Fifth, I consider the absence of transparency as the absence of truth. 100% of my research has full data published publicly so anyone can analyze. I dare all organizations, agencies, and companies to bring their results out, the full results. Okay, I dare. Sixth, not only us here, you guys, we have in common three characteristics, okay? Integrity, intelligence, and bravery. That's why we are here. And seventh, I've never seen in my life, and I've never heard in history, people celebrating the absence of therapies for a disease that killed millions. So they celebrate when a paper comes out showing that ivermectin doesn't work, which is not true at all, but they celebrate the absence of therapies. What are these people wanting? Okay, so this is the first time we see this kind of stuff. So I want to just ask you one thing. I want science back. I want science, the real science, to be rescued. Real scientists are silenced, are suppressed, are gaslighted. We want to speak out again. We want to give opportunity. The suppression of the discussion means something. What are they hiding from us? That's my message. Thank you very much. I'm Flavio Cadegiani, representing not only Brazil, but also the full world. We need America to become America again. We need America. We need you guys.
Hello, California. Back in August, I filed a lawsuit in federal court challenging the University of California's vaccine mandate. A case that's still in federal court. 3 months later, the university fired me, where I had worked for 15 years as a professor in the School of Medicine and director of the Medical Ethics Program. But I'm still here, California. Governor Newsom, Senator Pan, I'm not going anywhere. I'm coming for you. My case is still in federal court, and I'm not done in the courts. I also filed the Freedom of Information Act request to the FDA to get the Pfizer data from their clinical trial. FDA said we want 75 years to release the data that we reviewed in only 108 days. Judge said, no way. You got 8 months. Pfizer then stepped in. Pfizer said, let us redact the data with our black pen before it's released to the public. Judge said, no way. The data is coming out. The truth will out. Now, California, my state, has been the tip of the spear on absurd pandemic policies. For an aerosolized respiratory virus, the safest place to be is outdoors in the open air, right where we are right now. But California boarded up all our basketball hoops. They closed our beaches, the safest place on the planet. The city of San Clemente, just south of where I live, dumped 37 tons of sand into an outdoor skate park to prevent our children from going outside. So instead, they stayed inside where respiratory viral spread was far more likely. Now, has California abandoned absurd pandemic policies just because the lockdowns are over? They have not, not by a long shot. Consider 10 bills that right now are being considered in the California state legislature. Californians, you want to know what to do? Go to the Unity Project website, look up these 10 bills, look there for what you can do to oppose these. Bill number one, Senate Bill 871, mandates COVID vaccines for all public and private schools. Assembly Bill 2098 classifies any medical opinion that runs contrary to the establishment's narrative as, quote, misinformation, and subjects doctors like me to discipline from the medical board if we spread such information. Is this going to shut us up? No, it's not going to shut us up. Senate Bill 866 lowers the age of consent for a COVID vaccine to 12, removing parental rights to make choices for their children. Senate Bill 920 authorizes the medical board to search my doctor's office and these doctors' offices and access your medical records without patient's or doctor's consent. Senate Bill 1464, there were some brave law enforcement here in L.A. that said, we're not going to enforce these absurd mask mandates. This will remove their funding if law enforcement tries to stand down. Senate Bill 1479 requires schools to test children without parental consent, turning our schools into public health agencies. Senate Bill 1390, which affects you, it affects any person or entity, prevents them from making statements that the government deems, quote, misleading, including on the internet and in advertisements. I could go on and on. There's a few more, but I'll spare you the gruesome details. Unity Project website will give you more information. But if these 10 bills, if this unholy decalogue is passed legislatively, Californians will live under a regime that allows the state to muzzle our free speech, to coerce medical interventions as a condition of working in the state, even if you work entirely from home, to access and share our private medical information, to usurp the role of parents in consenting for medical procedures for their children. It would turn California schools into medical centers and force law enforcement to do the bidding of unelected health bureaucrats. In these proposed laws, we see all the features that I sketched in my remarks a few months ago at the Defeat the Mandates in Washington, D.C. The welding of public health, digital technologies of surveillance, and the police powers into state of the state into a coercive, invasive biosecurity model of governance. Now, if you think about the totalitarianisms of the past, the worst regimes, the places that no one wants to live, the common feature of all totalitarian regimes was not secret police or men in jackboots or even concentration camps, as horrible as all these things were. The common feature of all totalitarian regimes is the inability to ask questions, the prohibition of questions, the muzzling of speech, the muzzling of thought is always where these regimes begin. The censorship of free speech in 2098 and 1390 spells the end of civil liberties in California. We are the tip of the spear. What happens here is going to roll out across the country. This is why we need to put our stake in the ground now. This is why we need to stand strong. And even if the University of California is not standing by their motto, we will stand by their motto. And so I tell you today, fiat lux, let there be light. Thank you.
Flu for 14 days, should she get a flu shot?
Well, no. If she got the flu for 14 days, she's as protected as anybody can be, because the best vaccination is to get infected yourself.
And
so if she really has the flu, she definitely doesn't need a flu vaccine. If she really has the flu,
she right. should not get it again.
No, she doesn't need it, because it's the most potent vaccination is getting infected yourself.
What did the Don of the medical mafia just say?
Did he spill out a truth by accident? Guess what? A broken clock is accurate twice. That was his first time he was accurate. The second time had to have been at the beginning of the pandemic when he basically stated that masks in the community do not mitigate respiratory viral spread. Guess what else fails to stop viral spread? The DNA damaging genetic injection. I failed to call it a vaccine, I'm sorry. Now they deny ever even making that claim. Do you believe that? Dr. Liar, I like that. Yeah, now they replaced it with, it lowers symptom severity. It may have done that for like a hot minute, but guess what? The data's out, and the mortality data says, not anymore. Not anymore. That may have been true, but not anymore. That would make that a therapeutic, if that were even true. What if you had cancer and the government said you have to take 5 rounds of chemo? Would you put up with that? Hell no, right? That means they could do anything. For this reason and many more, children are off limits. We have a declaration of 18,000 PhDs and MDs that state that there is no instance where a child should get this injection. None. Zero. Zilch. Drs. Reish and Bhattacharya had written a paper recently that told us and supported what we already knew. Most kids already have COVID. Vaccinating the immune is tantamount to scientific incoherence. It's not the responsibility of a 3-year-old to take care of adults. It's the responsibility of these adults to take care of these 3-year-olds, right? So shots, testing, masking, the little plexiglass dividers that made China even richer, the little stickers on the floor that some politician's brother got the job for. It's all bullshit. It's money laundering used to fuel fear, harm, and submission. They demand you adjust your little diaper on your face while Newsom goes up to French Laundry and yucks it up with his buddies. None of this was necessary. And we all know it. And I have a feeling you all know it too. The people that don't know it is a large portion of the population, and the reason they don't know it is because of censorship of these amazing doctors, discreditation, and deplatforming. When something doesn't work and it's potentially harmful, our public health mob thinks that means you need more of it. These mandates defy both science and common sense. It's time to stop this lunacy. It's insulting. I'd love to introduce to you Dr. Lock 'em All Up. Mr. Paul.
Lock them up. Lock them all up. Lock them up. Lock them up. Fauci, Burks, Walensky, Francis Collins, Bulla from Pfizer. Lock them up. Lock USA! 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 Look, let me calm you down. Let me get straight to the point. We had these excellent people before me. You still have Brian Tyson to come and the great Dr. Robert Malone. But I want to say, nothing worked. Nothing. They lied to you. They lied to you about asymptomatic transmission. We locked them up. They lied to you about recurrent infection. We locked them up. They put that false positive PCR test. We locked them up. They told you that vaccinal immunity, impossible, was better than natural immunity. We locked them up. They told you that little Johnny at 10 was at the same risk as Granny at 85 with 4 underlying medical conditions. They lied to you. They made you hide below your bed. We locked them up. We live in a good governance society. This is about freedom. This battle here that the Canadian truckers started, long live the Canadian trucker. This battle is about the U.S. trucker now. Long live the People's Convoy. The trucker represents the backbone of this society. And we need to dig deep in our pockets. The American people need to stand up and come to the side of the People's Convoy. We need to drop these vaccine mandates and emergency powers. And I say, long live the United States trucker. I want to end before I tee up Dr. Brian Tyson. I want to say this. I want to get Brian Brazzi, Mike Landis, and Rebecca, 3 of the U.S. truckers on this stage. This is why we are here. They're going to talk later. They're coming at around 3 o'clock. But let me end. Let me end by the critical issue here. This is about they're coming for your children. There is no science. There's no data. We've looked at the science. We looked at the science in Sweden. 0 deaths. 0. We looked at the science in Germany. We looked at the Danis et al. Study that was published that showed in the French Alps, 1 infected child was exposed to 109 contacts. They followed them. Not one instance of secondary transmission. The asymptomatic, it was a lie. We locked them up. And parents, let me end by saying, this is the hill. As a parent, I'm a parent. I have a 12-year-old today. This is the hill that an American parent must be willing to defend and lay your life down. Never. You must never let them put that vaccine into your child's arm. It is unsafe. It is unsafe. And let me end with Dr. Brian Tyson, who is an early treatment expert, and he's treated 10,000 patients successfully. USA! USA! USA!
That is one hell of an act to follow. I'm Dr. Tyson, and when COVID broke out in our area, I called my public health officer, I called my congressman, I called my state senator, and I called my state assemblyman. And you know what the answer I got? Stop testing. You're creating too much work for us. I'm sorry, I got 300 patients in my parking lot. So you know what I did? I took out a $250,000 loan and started treating people. I treated 1,700 people and I made KUSI news thinking I would hear something back. I didn't hear anything. So I treated 4,000 patients. And I went to the steps of the Supreme Court in Washington, D.C., hoping to get an answer. And I got nothing. So I treated 7,000 patients. And me and Dr. Faree, we wrote a book called Overcoming the COVID Darkness, thinking that would call attention to what we were doing. And I heard nothing. So now I have treated over 10,000 patients, and I'm not waiting to hear back from them anymore. I am done waiting for a response. I am making that response now. They don't want you to know that early treatment exists. They don't want you to know that these shots have failed. They don't want you to know that the mandates have failed. They don't want you to know that public health, the CDC, and the NIH have been the biggest failures in their inception of all eternity. They don't want you to know that the current leadership has failed. But you have a chance to tell the world how much they have failed by replacing them with people who have succeeded. Early treatment has succeeded. By the talks you hear today and by the crowd I see out here, the mandate pushback has succeeded. We must continue to push for new leadership in our government and replace the old guard that is not protecting its people, it's not working for its people, and it is certainly not being governed by its people. What are you willing to sacrifice to make that change? I have made that sacrifice, and I am asking you to stand with all of us up here and everybody presenting today and everybody standing next to you to fight against the medical and social tyranny that is going on in our country as well as countries across the world. And do not give in. I am running for Congress in the 25th district for the state of California. And when I win that seat, I am coming for Anthony Fauci. I am coming for Michelle Walensky, and I am coming to make this place a better place to live. God bless you. Thank you very much.
Hi there, LA. You know what? Jimmy and High Res got it right. This is a war. This is a war on freedom. This is a war on children. This is a war on religion. This is a war on your ability to think. They want to control all information. They want to control what you think, and they're doing it all over the world. I've just come back from Paris, France, and Marseille with many of these physicians, where we did another COVID summit and a rally outside of Paris, and they have exactly the same problems we do. Matter of fact, they have even less information. Thank heavens for our courts releasing those Pfizer documents. When I presented those 9 pages of single-spaced, continuous adverse event listings from the Pfizer table, they had never seen it before in France because they have an even worse situation than we are. The point I'm trying to make is this is a global war. This is not just here in the United States. The same things are happening everywhere, Latin America, Africa, all across Asia, and in Europe as well as North America, and God save the Canadians. I come to you with an open heart as a physician committed to healing, bringing three simple words. Each word rings like a bell in the soul of honest people. Integrity, dignity, and community. Integrity is a commitment to truth in what you say, how you live, and how you treat others. Dignity flows from respect for ourselves, for each other, and for the world we live in. Community is what binds us together. It's what's gone wrong. It's what binds us together to each other and gives our lives purpose and meaning. These are the three things we must recover if we will heal. The problem is not the virus. The problem is the damage that has been done to us as human beings and as a community. Now, the other day I was in Paris and I drove by a little church. It was a church of St. Augustine, the doctor of the Roman Catholic Church, who famously said, "The truth is like a lion. You don't have to defend it. Let it loose. It will defend itself." I was born in Palo Alto, raised in Goleta, California. But when I returned to my birth state, I hardly recognize it. What has happened? What has happened to the open, freedom-loving society of my youth? Why has free speech become vilified? Why does the Los Angeles Times feel the need to label people as Nazis without any evidence? Why are they doing this? Do they forget that the Nazis came to power as a left-wing party and that the hallmark of their rise was aggressive use of censorship, propaganda, and the mass formation psychosis process used to control people? They seem to have completely forgotten about all these things. They're practicing them themselves. I donated to the Obama and Biden campaigns, which I now regret. What I've seen over the last 2 years, particularly in here in California, under World Economic Forum-trained Governor Gavin Newsom, what I have seen cannot be unseen. Now the Uniparty wants to push him for president. He must be stopped before he and his party can expand their totalitarian mandates and laws. There is no medical emergency. There is no justification for these laws that the California Democratic Party and their World Economic Forum allies want to push on us. This is my truth, and I believe it's self-evident. We should not have politicized the public health response to SARS-CoV-2 and COVID-19, but here we are. This is what's been done by the followers of the World Economic Forum party line. Regarding the genetic COVID vaccines, the science is settled. They're not working to prevent infection, replication, the spread of Omicron, and they're not completely safe. Now, Washington Post fact-checked me on that one, and we'll see them in court. These vaccines were designed for a different virus, the Wuhan strain. Whether they made sense for protecting our elderly and frail from the original virus is irrelevant now. So let's stop arguing about it. We must look forward. These genetic vaccines don't prevent Omicron infection, replication, or spread to others. In our daily lives, with our friends, with our families, we all know this is true. Data from all over the world indicates that the triple vaccinated may be at increased risk for infection, disease, and death from Omicron. These genetic treatments are leaky, they have poor durability, and even if every man, woman, and child in California or the United States were vaccinated, these treatments cannot achieve herd immunity and they cannot stop COVID. We all know that now. They're not completely safe, and the full nature of the risks continues to be disclosed. It's been hidden. In contrast, the natural immunity which healthy immune systems develop after infection and recovery from COVID is long-lasting, broad, highly protective from disease and death caused by this virus. Next point. If there is risk, there must be choice. This is a bedrock truth of modern bioethics. All medical procedures, vaccines, and drugs have risks. all of us have the right to understand these risks and to decide for ourselves whether we willingly accept these risks. To deny this is to deny human dignity. These censorship and propaganda campaigns disrespect us. Yeah. Yeah, let's go for sure. Evil has many roots. A willingness to deny human dignity is one of the largest of those roots. In our hearts, in our souls, we know this is true. Now, although I'm a physician who's deeply committed to the Hippocratic Oath, I'm above all a husband, a father, and a grandfather. Now I wish to speak to you about our children and our responsibility to them. If nothing else, we must nurture and protect our children. This is job one. It's your job. It's my job. It's not their job to protect us. And during the last 2 years, our society and our public health response has failed to protect them. Many things our public health system has demanded we do to our children has directly harmed them. Finally, I'm out of time, but I want to say there's hope. We'll get through this. We're already breaking through the madness of the crowds, the mass formation, the effects of the legacy media and big tech promoted fear and psychological manipulation, which has twisted public health policy. Omicron has destroyed the approved narrative that the vaccines are safe and effective, and that this and that early drug treatment does not work. We know those to be lies. The dark winter protected by our president and pushed by his paid fearmongers in the media failed to materialize. When I was a child, a brilliant man said, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. This is our country. We own this amazing gift, but we must defend it if we wish to keep it. Please keep his words in your minds and heart. Be leaders. Remember, integrity, dignity, community. Thank you.